Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you. This book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the 6 essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible, and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow, okay? And you have 30 days to get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, the secrets about men every woman should know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to talk about why does that person that you're dating pull away? Why does this happen so many times? And it just amazes me how many people don't understand that there is game going on out there. That's one of the reasons I did this podcast, is because a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people play game. It's called the game, you guys, and I'm going to explain it to you a little bit, okay? We had somebody in our group, she came in and she says, sorry, having a difficult time understanding why a man is so interested during the date and the next day he's not into you. Well, the reason for that is that obviously he wasn't so interested in her. And obviously, she believed everything that she interpreted during the date as him being interested in her, okay? This is what they call the game, you guys. And it's really sad because they don't teach a lot of women growing up what the game is. Most of the guys know the game. Most of them do. But there are so many women, even older women, that don't understand the game. Now, there's 2 kinds of daters out there, you guys. There's the ones that fly straight and really want to meet you and, you know, they're serious about getting to know you. And then there's the people that play the game. And the problem is so many people, so many women, and this could happen the other way around as well. So many women take everything that a guy says to them in the beginning and believes it. So many women are fooled by the actors out there. You know, I don't care if you go out with somebody and you have a great date with them and they're staring at you and they're smiling and they're showing you affection. That is one date, you guys. That doesn't mean anything. You don't know what that person's motives are for that date. You don't know if that person is trying to get to know you. You don't know if that person is trying to break down your wall because they want some kind of benefit from you, which could be sex. Sometimes people do it for a while because maybe they're looking for a financial benefit. This is why I tell you, dating is a marathon to see what somebody is. The longer you date them, the more they will reveal to you who they are. You cannot judge a person on a first date or in the beginning within the first 2 months even. It takes a long time to really get to know who that person is. There's people that have been dating somebody a year and just finding out things about that person. So this is why I tell you, you have to take it slowly and you don't put your heart all in there and say to yourself, oh, you know, everything's wonderful. This is the one. Stop with the Cinderella dreams. Stop thinking about the romance novels. That's not real life, you guys. It's like everything you do in life, whether you're in business or anything like that. When you go in business, you always have a cautious eye out, okay? Because you're dealing in money and you're always, you know, you're careful about how you do business. But a lot of people are not careful about their love lives, and that's why they get their heart broken. And the reason that somebody may show you all this interest during the date and then the next day not be interested in you, or maybe, for instance, somebody pulled away, they showed you a lot of interest in the beginning, they were dating you, and they pulled away, there's a couple of reasons why they did it. Number one, they could have somebody else on the side. And most people that you are talking to in the beginning are talking to other people. They're not just coming at you with a blank slate. I don't care what they say to you. I don't care if they sit there and they tell you, you're the only one I'm talking to. And, you know, my energy is focused completely on you. This is what a lot of the players do, you guys. Don't believe the BS, all right? Because if they can talk to other people, a lot of times they will talk to other people. So you have to be aware of that. And you cannot be naive. And it goes the same from men to women as well. There's a lot of women out there that are players as well. See, in a lot of cases, men will play women usually for sex. But women will play men a lot of times for money. So it's one or the other, you guys. It's like a bargaining chip. And then the thing you have to understand is, if you're dealing with somebody who is sincere in getting to know you and wants something with you for a long term, you're not going to know in the beginning, okay? And you cannot all of a sudden in your mind think to yourself, oh, I think I found the one. Oh, I think I found the one. You have to go in with a laid back attitude. You have to go in with an attitude that, you know what, this person has to prove themselves to me, all right? And the only way somebody proves themselves to you is in time. So you have to stop that with, oh, why did they pull away? Why did they pull away? Well, number one, how long did you know them? Oh, you only knew them a month? You only knew them 2 months? Okay. If they pulled away and you were dating them, let's just say after 2 months, in most cases, they probably had somebody else, or they have a new interest in somebody else, or you are not the one for them. Okay. So there was something about you that they weren't all 100% in on. Maybe you came off as too desperate. Maybe you were texting them a lot, and you shouldn't do that. You need to hold your power, okay? You can't be too aggressive. When you show aggression, you lose your power. You lose your worth. You're showing your hand, you guys. So you have to show them the same energy that they show you. But I, like I said, a lot of these people are very smooth in the game, you guys. They will bring you flowers. They will text you every day. They may even call you every day in the beginning. And the only way you're going to know is in time. Most of them fall off within a month or two. And that's how you know that you weren't dealing with somebody who was sincere. You had somebody who was playing game on you, okay? And then there's other signs too that I want to bring up, you guys, about, you know, tricks of the game that I want to make you aware of. When people, you know, you have to really pay attention when you're dating somebody. For instance, when you're dating somebody, let's say you go out to eat with them. If they're always running to the bathroom numerous times with their phone, that could be a red flag that they're calling or texting somebody else, that they have somebody else. It may be, they may be in a relationship. They could even be married and you don't know. Okay, it could be another person that they date. You don't know. But these are all little flags. If you're in a situation where you're in a household, they're always running to the bathroom, they're always taking their phone, if they're always hiding their phone because they don't want you to see anything, you know, you have to pick up on it. We had another woman in our group. She said that her husband kept going to the car and he would sit in the car for like over an hour just hanging out in the car. And she's like, I don't know, you know, you think something's going on. And then she said one time he said he was going to the gym and he didn't pick up the phone at all. And she said that he has a charger in the car, so there was no reason for him not to contact her because he said to her that his phone died. And like everybody was telling her, you need to pay attention. These are all flags, you guys. And the problem is a lot of people don't pick up on flags. A lot of people that play games are very good. They'll have apps that when they see you, they delete the apps. You know, they could have a text app that you could be with that person. Let's say you spend a weekend with that person and there's no calls or texts coming in. And you say to yourself, well, you know, if they were dating other people, they could have a separate text app where they're getting those messages. And when they see you, they delete it. Okay. A friend of mine, she was on one of the dating apps, which was Bumble. And she said she met more married cops that were on Bumble. This is in New York, you know, that a lot of them were married because when she looked into it and saw who they were and she looked them up on their social media, she saw that they were married. So the thing I'm trying to point out is why somebody pulls away is if they pull away, it's usually because they got somebody else, okay? Because if they're not putting their interest into you, they're putting their interest somewhere, okay? And it's somewhere else. Because you got to remember something. When somebody really likes you, they will want to be around you. They will keep in contact with you. They will not keep you in the dark. When you're dealing with somebody, a lot of people say, oh, you know, why do people ghost and everything like that? They ghost because they could be dating somebody else. That's why they're not getting back to you till the next day. And then the next morning is when they hit you up and they say, hey, gorgeous. Hey, beautiful. How you been? Oh, I fell asleep early. That's another great excuse that a lot of the people that play game do. They say they went to bed early at 9 o'clock on a Friday and Saturday night when they don't have to work the next day. You know, you guys, you got to read between the lines. You got to look at the person. You have to look at their pattern. And when you see something is not right, it's not right. And then you know that somebody is playing game on you. You can't sit there and just believe everything you hear and be naive. You got to read through the bullshit. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, because we get the same question time and time and time again in our group, where we get all these women that are in the dating world, okay? And some of the guys get it too, because some of the women do play the game too. And it's the same thing, you know, oh, they were showing me so much interest. I was dating this guy for a couple of months, and all of a sudden he says, you know, he needs space. He needs space. Well, I'm just going to tell you, you know, how it is. I'm not going to candy coat anything. If he's pulling away from you, I'm sure he's got a backup somewhere most of the time, unless there is something major going on in his life. And if he really liked you, he would tell you what that is in detail. He wouldn't just say something to the effect of, oh, well, you know, I'm going through a lot right now and everything like that, okay? If he can't tell you specifically what he's going through, for instance, somebody's on a respirator in the hospital, a close family member or something like that, and let me tell you something, that's not even an excuse, because I know people that have gone through very hard times, and even if they really care about you and they like you, they still want you in their life. So when people start giving you these lame excuses, that's what a lot of people do that pull away. They text less, they stop calling, and it turns into texts now, and then the texts become more and more, you know, infrequent, and then the next thing you know, you start getting the excuses like, oh, you know, I feel like we're moving too fast and I just came out of a relationship. Well, you know what? These are excuses. These are excuses. You need to back off from that person right away. You don't chase them or anything like that. And you go and you live your life and you mark that up as somebody who is not all into you. Okay? That is somebody that's still most of the time in the game. And if they're not in the game, okay, there could be a lot of different reasons why they have somebody else, or they're really not. If they're not, if they don't have somebody else, then it's because you came off needy or desperate, or maybe they felt like they didn't want a relationship from you, even though they tried to fool you into thinking they wanted a relationship, because what they were doing is they were playing game to get some benefit out of you. And most of the time this happens after a person has sex with the person. Then all of a sudden they go into this panic mode and they say, oh no, you know, I had sex with her. Now she's expecting me to call her all the time and everything like that. Let me back off from her because I'm not going into any relationship type of thing. So that's why I tell you, you have to move slowly with whoever you are with, and you don't believe one word out of their fucking mouth, okay? Until you know that person a few months and they've shown you that consistency, okay? And remember what I told you, you know, people always show you who they are, and the people that are going to play the game are going to show their colors. So stop looking at the first couple of dates and saying, oh, he showed me all this interest. Well, you know what? He was a good actor. That's what you have there. You have a good actor. You have somebody who was laying on the love bombing because maybe he was trying to get something from you, which usually is sex. Don't fall for it, you guys. Make them work. It takes time. Don't rush. Don't rush, okay? And don't beg anybody and don't chase anybody. Hold your value, okay? And don't show somebody how much you like them in the beginning. That's right. Don't show them how much you like them in the beginning. Now, people say all the time, oh, you know, if you really want somebody to, you know, really like you and everything, you have to show your vulnerability. Not in the beginning, gang. Not in the beginning, okay? You, matter of fact, even when you're married, you don't divulge every single thing, because you could be married to somebody 20, 25 years and it could break up. That person could end up finding somebody else. And if you divulge too much of your vulnerability, that person can use that against you in court, okay? So the thing is, you know, what you hold of value is yourself, okay? Because you don't know how life can turn. A lot of people that got married didn't think that they would be divorced one day, and sometimes divorced with kids and trying to make it on their own. So you have to love yourself first. That's A, number one. And we bring people up to our level. We don't lower ourselves to their level, okay? We don't worry about what they're thinking. We want them to worry about what we're thinking because we are the ones of value. We are the ones that are coming to the table that have a set of morals and values and have worked on ourselves to be the best person that we could possibly be. And if that person doesn't appreciate that, then that person is not for you. Then let them go. Let them go. It's better to be alone and wait for the right person than to waste your time with a zero. Because I'm going to tell you why, you guys. Because there's a lot of people that are in relationships that are miserable. Do you think that all the relationships out there, those people are so, they're in a relationship, you know, oh, wow, they must be happy. No. Okay. If you would see what these people talk about with their problems of relationships that come into our group, you know, how they catch their husband texting other women and, you know, cheating here or, you know, treating them very angry and dealing with somebody who, we had one woman, she had 3 kids under 5 years old, and he would come home and complain that he didn't have a cooked meal for lunch, all right? And never helped her out. He ended up going out with his friends on Friday night up till late at night. You know, she couldn't say anything. And then the next day, he was complaining about this, complaining about that. So, you know, a lot of times when you're single and you say, boy, it really sucks to be single. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people that are in situations that are in a relationship that are miserable, you guys, miserable. The grass is not always greener. I mean, it's great to be in a relationship if you're in a relationship with the right person. Remember that. Remember that. You want to find somebody who you're compatible with, somebody who's like your best friend that you could open up to, somebody that's kind and understanding and wants to work with you and wants the same things that you want out of life. So when you're out there and you're dating somebody and, you know, they're pulling away from you, you just got to chalk it up and say, you know what? They don't see my value, but somebody else will. And you know what? There's the door, because I don't want somebody who's half in, who's only got 1 foot in the door. And you know what? When you go out and you want to see what else is around and you're giving me that lame excuse like, we're moving too fast. Oh, okay, no problem. We're moving too fast. Well, you go do what you got to do there, okay? But when you decide to come back, when you see things aren't so great on the other side, I'm not going to be here, all right? And that's what you got to remember, because if they're not all in the beginning, they weren't 100% into you. Remember that. They are who they are. People don't change. Their basic character is their basic character. And if they're feeling that kind of, they're not feeling that complete connection with you in the beginning, in the honeymoon stage, when everything is great, you know, you're not even living with that person and they're having their reservations about being with you then. What do you think it would be like if you tried to pursue a relationship with somebody like that? Okay? That person would check out on you down the road. So, you know, you have to know when to walk away. And just, you know, you have to say to yourself, this is somebody who's in the game, or this is somebody who is not 100% into me for whatever reason, whatever reason, that's their problem, not your problem, okay? Just don't lose your value and start begging anybody and start texting anybody or chasing anybody, okay? Because when you do that, you lose your value and you lose your self-respect in their eyes. And that's not a good thing when you want to have a relationship with somebody. You want somebody who wants to be with you, not that you have to force to be with you. Okay, I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. And you guys, that's what the game is. When somebody starts to show you all these little signs, the ghosting, you know, the infrequency of the texting, the calling less and everything like that, you don't call or text or anything like that. You let them be, okay? You know, if they don't appreciate being around you, then you distance yourself from them, because that's somebody that you don't want to be around. And that's somebody that if they do come back, they're coming back for some benefit, which a lot of times is to have sex again or whatever else other benefit it could be. And that's someone that it will waste your time if you're looking for something more than just having a hookup or something like that. Okay. Hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button, share. Have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.